Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Chof Gimel. And although we got up really to the top of Amud Aleph, I just want to review with you where we're holding so we can continue. So we were talking about the issue whether you're allowed to be Madlik Miner L'Ner. And we said, look, first of all, we got to decide whether the mitzvah is the act of the hadlaka or the mitzvah is in its burning. If the mitzvah is the act of the hadlaka, so then the hadlaka itself would not possibly be in any way a problem for the mitzvah, because that's exactly what the ikar mitzvah is. But if the hadlaka is not the mitzvah, then we could have the shita that says that it's also to be madlik from ner l'ner. This makes a big nafkamina as well in terms of what the din would be where the hadlaka was done in the wrong place and afterwards you moved it. If the hadlaka is also mitzvah, then all of the requirements are chal, specifically at that moment of hadlaka. So I would need to be hadlaka b'mekoma b'inan. It would have to be in exactly the correct place. Mashenken, if it doesn't matter, as long as the hadlaka was done for the Hanukkah menorah, then I could put the Hanukkah menorah down, and putting it down, that is the time where it would be the mitzvah. Although if, in fact, I had lit it for another purpose, so then einachinami, I mean, then it's not a Hanukkah menorah, because we say that it has to be nikar, that it was specifically there, l'chovad hanes. And that was the way that we answered the questions that we had asked yesterday also, because, I mean, if a guy is holding it in the right place, why wouldn't he be yotzei? And all the other questions that we asked is that, of course, it needs to be lit for the purposes of Neros Chanukah. And that, by the way, answers a certain problem that we had in the last case. That was the case where somebody had lit an Ashashit on Leil Shabbos, and he wanted to use that Ashashit on Metzoy Shabbos. So it says over there, if he wants to use it, Rashi understands that he lit it L'chatchila on Leil Shabbos for the Ner Chanukah. And then he wants to use it again for the Ner Chanukah afterwards. So our diak over there was that if you would hold that hadlaka, if you're going to tell me that hanocha is a mitzvah, you'd have to actually lift it up, put it down, and then be madlik it. So everybody has some Rashi, including Tosfos. Why would you have to be madlik it? It was originally lit for Ner Chanukah on Leil Shabbos. Because of that, Tosfos learns that no, it was not lit originally for Ner Chanukah. It was lit just to be a light in his house for Shabbos, which explains why you would require a hadlaka that would be specifically for Ner Chanukah. So again, what I'm trying to clarify is the fact that even if you hold hanocha as a mitzvah, there still needs to be a hanocha of something that was lit for the purpose of Ner Chanukah. As a matter of fact, it's clear that the pshat in Rashi is that something that was lit for Ner Chanukah the night before and is continuing to burn, you can't just be meniach it because it isn't clear to people who are not aware of the hadlaka of the night before that it isn't something that was just happened to be burning. So in other words, even if Yod HaNocha is a mitzvah, the hadlaka needs to be nikar and obvious to people that this is a hadlaka for the purposes of Ner Chanukah. But it doesn't have to be for the mitzvah, to be Yotzi the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So therefore, let's say a cheresh, shayte v'katan, they went ahead and they lit it. There it was lit for the purposes of Chanukah. It's just they weren't Yotzei, but that doesn't matter. And in that case, it would be all right to do the Hanukkah with someone who would be Chayiv. So that would be another Nafkamina. Today we get to the further Raya, which is Va'od. Furthermore, if you take it into consideration on the sixth line here of Gimel, take a look at the Lashon of the Brach. And Chazal are very medayik on the Lashon of the Brach. It says, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Okay, if the Brach is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, then obviously, Shema mina hadlaka osa mitzvah, pow, that's basically it. It's true. Shema mina. And since that's the case, if hadlaka is osa mitzvah, so ashda mina hadlaka osa mitzvah, therefore, if a cheresh shayte v'katan lit it, and the person who is a chayiv is meniachet, you will not be yotzei, which you would have been if hanocha is a mitzvah, lo asa v'lo klum. Masha inkein, when it comes to a woman, even though this is a, obviously by definition, it's a mitzvah that is this toloi in this man, so it's mitzvah sasesha as man gorma, where normally isha is ptura. In this case, the isha would definitely be chayevet, and therefore she could be matlika. The Amr Bishur Ben Levi, Nashim chayavot b'ner Chanukah, she'af hena yu Boto Anes, that when it comes to women, they are very deeply part of the Nes. First of all, one of the strongest gezeiros of the Yevanim was the fact that every virgin before her wedding needs to first be leave elet to the hegemon. So they were the ones that were saved by the Nes Chanukah, from things that specifically were mavaza them. And furthermore, there's the whole story of Yehudis, the son, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, or she herself was one of the ways that they defeated the Greeks. So for sure, women are like deeply part of this Nes. There's no way they wouldn't be chayit. Actually, a person who is living in someone else's house, he also, even though we said Neru Veto, but he becomes his own, this is now his house, because this is where he's living for the day. So whatever day you happen to be in, whatever place you happen to be, that would be the Chiyuv on you. And Rabbi Zera says, Mireshke Avavina, Beirav, when I was a bocher in the yeshiva, what I used to do is over there those days, everybody would stay by a particular balabos in town. So I used to give a little bit of cash to the owner of the house with whom I stayed, so that he would be meshatif me in his oil, and we could be shutvim in the Ner Chanukah. But nowadays, that now that I got married, so even though I still go away to learn sometimes, but I don't have to worry about lighting in the place where I am, because my wife lights it home for me. And Amina hashtavare lo tzarichna, de komatik alai bego betoi, since it's madlik for me in my own home, that is my eager home. Om Reb Yeshua ben Levi kol ha-shmonim kulum yofin l'ner, v'shemen zayit min ha-mufcha. If the person wants to light with one of the fuels that are not kosher for their Shabbos, it's fine. And Shemen Zayit is the best. Why is Shemen Zayit the best? So we'll see. And I think it's a very important limud. First, my Rebbe Rabbah used to always try to get sesame oil, because he said, "Hai moshach nuhura tve." Sesame oil is very energy dense, and it burns for a long time. And because of that, I want to use it. But after hearing that Shemen Zayit is best, then he would always try to find Shemen Zayit. And he said, I want to use Shemen Zayit because I tzolil nuhura tve. This one has a clear flame. So there's something very beautiful about it. Now, I mean, you would think that one of the most fundamental reasons, like you're having problem listening, hearing, Rabbi Yaakov? You're okay? You're muted, so I can't hear you, but good. So the obvious reason should be that you want to use Shemen Zayit because the Nes was done with Shemen Zayit, no? I mean, we're talking the whole time about the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and that used especially the best Shemen Zayit, so why wouldn't we want to use Shemen Zayit because of that? Why Dafka? Because of the tzura of the flame. I don't know. It seems here that all of the little remuzim that people like to use, you know, we'll do it this way, we'll do it that way, because that the Gemara apparently didn't hold very much of, because otherwise that would have been a pretty good reason to do it. I don't know if the Rebbe is going to like that pshat, because, I mean, after all, the Hasidim have all kinds of Ramazim the way everything is done. I don't know. Maybe the Rebbe will give us a different pshat. He should research this question and bring us an answer tomorrow. Okay, let's continue with things that specially are good for olive oil. For making ink, for the Sefer Torah, or of course for mezuzah, which we are going to be related to the issues over here, the best thing to use is Shemen Zayit. What do you mean? For what purpose? Because you use oil for two purposes in Dio. One of them is to create the soot, which is you light a fire, and then you put a piece of glass or ceramic next to it, and it gets all black, and then you scrape off the soot after a while, and you use it to make the black of the dio. But you have to mix that with a base, and the base was oil. So do you mean that you're best off creating the soot with Shemen Zayit, or do you mean you're best to do the base and to be megabel the dio, to knead the dio with Shemen Zayit? So that was our question. Shemen Zayit is the best for either purpose. Bein legabel, bein la'ashen. Reb Shmuel Bar Zutra, he said that Kol ha'ashanim yofin l'dyo v'shemen zayit min ha'mufchar. He was talking about dafka, the ishun. Om revuna kol ha'srafim yofin l'dyo, any type of sraf. Rashi says the sraf is gum, not clear resin, which is put into, used as the base. Rashi, Tosfos says it's talking about the resins. But in any event, Seraf Ktaf is Yofa Mikula. Om Rabbi Barashi, Om Rav Amatik, Der Shalchanek, Etzarech Levorech. You need to make a brocha. And Rabbi Yirmiyah says, even if you just see the Ner Shalchanek, Etzarech Levorech, and if you see it, obviously you can't say, Shekhar Shadr Sabbat Yivanu Lahadlik, but you could say, Sha'asani Sim Lavotenu. The thing is, of course, that you're going to make this brocha on your own. So what we're referring to over here is talking about a guy who is traveling, is not going to be able to light his own Ner Chanukah. When he sees someone else's Ner Chanukah, he should say, Sha'asani Sim Lavotenu. But if you already lit his own, or is going to be lighting his own, then that brocha is preferable to be made on his own hadlok. So, Omer of Yehuda, the first day you make two brachas if you just see it. And if you light it yourself, you make three brachas. But from the first day on, second through the eighth day, if you yourself are being matlik, you make two brachas. And if you're just re'ah, you only make bracha, one bracha. Which bracha do we leave out in the later days? Well, we're memay at the bracha of Shechayano, because the Zman is one thing. So once you got to the Zman, you already made that bracha. Well, why don't we leave out the nes? Because you already made a bracha on the nes. No. The nes is a new nes every day, because every single day the ner was burning with less fuel than it actually required. Either because this is the famous Beis Yosef. It gives three different explanations. Why do we include the first day? But either because originally they were kotsets, the amount to be able to spread it out over 8 days, and they were semech on the nes, that it would burn longer, or because each day there was a new nes that left over. They put in the whole amount, because they ain't some primala nes, but there was always shemen that was left over. So then they took that shemen, they used it for the next day. So that means that there was a new nes in every single day. And that's why, in fact, we also remember, I mean, this is a day that we say halal every single day as well. What is the brach? That's ridiculous. Kadosh Baruch Hu never told us to light Chanukah menorah. I mean, it was only a gezerah that happened way after Har Sinai. How can we say Asher Kedushan B'Sefer Tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah? Hechon Tzivanu? Rav Avya said, well, it says in the pasuk lo tasur yamin u'smol. So you're supposed to listen to everything that the Rabbanan tell you. Kol Asher, that's an asiyah. Everything that they tell you to do, you should do. Rav Nechemya Omer, or either it's Nachum Bar Yitzchak, is the other Kedushan. Since it says in the Torah to listen to the Zekenim, so that is a tzivoy. So the Rambam explains in the Pirush HaMishnayos that therefore the way to understand the mitzvah is Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvah, and that mitzvah includes the idea of listening to the Rabbona. So because of that, you have a mitzvah to listen to those Asher Tzivanu, namely the Chachamim, Lahatik Ner Shel Chanukah. This is a very interesting pshat. So Tzivanu Lahatik Ner Shel Chanukah is referring actually to the Chachomim, according to the Rambam, and not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. Matzav Rav Amram, if you're going to tell me that Rabbonans need a brocha, how do you explain the fact that it says, Demai, remember, Demai is a mitzvah to Rabbonan, where even though you have a rov, that Ami Haaretz are mitakein, but the Rabbonan said, you buy something from Ami Haaretz, you have to go ahead and take off Meiser. Fine. Now, it says over here, basically in this Braita, that you do not have to make a bracha on Demai. Where does it say that? Because it says, Demai can be used for an Erev Chatzeres. It can be used for a sheet of Mavos. Remember, because everyone is suitable to eat Demai because of the fact that if they were poor, they could eat Demai. They could be Mafker, all of their things, and then they'll be poor. And you say, Mevarchim alav, you're allowed to make Kiddush on it. Mazminim alav, you're allowed to say Birkat HaMazon over it. Mafrishin oto arom. Oh, now here it gets interesting. You're allowed to take off Dmai if you're stark naked. Now, of course, you couldn't do that if you have to make a bracha, because you're not allowed to make a bracha if you're naked. So if this, and you could do it Bein HaShmashas on Erev Shabbos. Now, if you're going to tell me that every midrabbana needs a brocha, how in the world are you allowed to take off Dmai if you're naked? So you're not going to be able to say that brocha. So you see clearly that there's no brocha. So how do you explain the facts of why on a Chanukah menorah, which is the Rabbanan, we're saying that you're supposed to be Mavarech, why aren't you Mavarech on Dmai? Omer Abaya, well, it's a big difference, isn't there? I mean, a Chanukah menorah is a takana, which is Vadai. This is what we want you to do. The whole idea of Dmai is that we're not sure whether the guy took off Meiser, didn't take off Meiser, therefore go ahead and take off Meiser. But okay, so I can make a brocha that something that I'm not even sure that I'm doing something that's meaningful. So because of that, a suffix to Devarim, they weren't mistaken a brocha. Well, how can we make a brocha on Yontav Sheni? We make Kiddush. Why do we make Kiddush? After all, it's only a suffix, right? So how did it come about that there's a Kiddush Yontav Sheni? Suffix to Devarim, Baboy Brocha. No, if we didn't make Kiddush, believe me, nobody would keep Yontav Sheni. The only thing that makes it Yontav is the fact that we get up there and we say it's Yontav, you know? And we got to take that into consideration. That's part of the Etzem Takana. Rava said, no, it's different. It's not true. Dmai is worse. Because Dmai, remember, it's not just a plain suffix. Dmai is against the Rov. Because Rov Ameha Aretz, Arma Asri. So Rabbanu didn't want to make a Takana with a bracha where it's going connected to Rov, and Adarab, it should be Nikar, that in, because there's many cases where indeed, let's say Shabbos, whatever, where you actually are Semech on the Rov. Omer Avuna. Getting back to our Chanukah menorah, suppose you've got two doors to your Chotzer. Now, Tosis brings this as a riot to his pshat, that the welcome of the Chanukah menorah is at the door to the Chotzer and not the door to the house. Because what he's saying over here is that if there's two doors to your chotzer, you have to put a Chanukah menorah on each one of the doors, by the door to the chotzer, to the Rishus HaRabi. According to Rashi, this is problematic, and Rashi has to read the Gemara as saying, a chotzer that has two doors, meaning a chotzer in which your house has two doors to the chotzer, and therefore people who will pass by in the chotzer will think that you're not lighting at your house if they see one of your doors without the Chanukah menorah, so you need to do it from both sides. Says Rava, yeah, but this is only if your doors are on opposite sides of the house. But if, or opposite sides of the your chotzer as to two different alleyways, which makes much more sense. Avo miruach achat, if the two doors are next to each other, you don't need to. Why is that? If the problem is because people will be cheshed that you didn't light your Chanukah menorah, I mean, I'm assuming that's the point, right? So who are we worried about that will be cheshed that you didn't light a Chanukah menorah? If we're talking about people that just happen to be walking by, which again is problematic to Rashi, because how would people walking by know what's going on in the chotzer? I mean, they don't walk into your chotzer. Anyway, see, if it's talking about people stomp from somewhere or another that are walking by the house, so then even if you've got two doors from the chutzah going out to the Rishus HaRabim, how do they know that those two doors are from the same chutzah? They're not locals. So then, Baruch HaKasan L'Vibay. If you're talking about people in town, they know that you've got a door on the other side of the house. So then what's the problem? Afilu Vishnei Ruchot Namilo. You shouldn't need it on either side. The truth is we were wrong. You think that people are going to say when they see one door without a Chanukah menorah on one side of your house, you think they're going to say, oh, he probably lit on the other side. Boy, are you optimistic. What they will say is, look at this, no goodness. He didn't light a Chanukah menorah on this side. Yeah, but same way he didn't light on this side. I'm sure he didn't light on the other side either. That's the way people are. So therefore, if we're talking about chashad, that's what we mean by chashad. Because people will say, sometimes they'll pass by only one of the doors and they'll say, see, the guy didn't light a Chanukah menorah. He didn't look light on that one. Okay, but I mean, why should I give a hang about this idiot who's going to be so mean as to suggest that I didn't light a Chanukah menorah because he didn't see the Chanukah menorah over here? I mean, why don't I just tell him to drop dead? Right? I mean, isn't that easier? So, minat tamer de chashin alakshat. Where do we see that you have to worry about idiots? The Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bishvil Arba'ad Dvarim Amra Torah Laniach Peah B'Sof Sadeo. There's four reasons that the Torah said, leave your Peah at the end. Because it's Lo Techale Pa'ad Satcha, right? I mean, why not just say, give Peah, you know, like, so it's a gift. You give it before you start your process of harvesting. I mean, what's the idea of leaving it? Lo Techale. There's four reasons for that, okay? One of them is, and we're going to explain them all afterwards. One of them is because I'm going to steal from Aniyim otherwise. The other one is because I'm going to waste Aniyim's time. The other one is because people will be cheshed. And the other one is because it says, lo techalepa atzatcha. So let's, none of this makes sense. Let's go through it one by one. When we say stealing from Aniyim, if you could give pay at any time that you want to, you wait until there are no Aniyim around, pick up your phone, call your poor nephew, and say, hey, Neff, quick, I'm going to let the pay off right now. Bring over a truck. So he's going to take all the pay, and the Aniyim are not going to get any. So the Yomel Krovo, at that point, it says, when the guy arrives, Arezu Peya, and he takes it all, and nobody else is there. Wasting the Aniyim's time, because if people do not know when you're going to be taking off the pay, and you can take it off at any time, so then they're going to sit around waiting, and waiting, and waiting. All right, when's my tour in Kupat Cholim? Well, believe it or not, the Torah cares about people wasting time. Even people whose time is not worth $500 an hour like the CEO. And because of that, it says you have to leave it at the end so they're not wasting time sitting around waiting for you. So the Mesharim, Achshav Miniach Balabai Peya. How about the Chshad? Because if people will see that when you finish your thing, that you didn't leave over your paya, they're going to say, oh, see, the guy is no good, Nick. He didn't leave paya. Why would they think that, for heaven's sakes? Why wouldn't they think, Adarabba, oh, what a tzaddik. First thing he did was he took off paya. I guarantee you that's not what they're going to say. So you see from here that the Torah takes into consideration. You got to worry about that also. Okay? And they're going to say, the guy should be cursed. Tavo me'ral adam shalo iniach paya b'sadeo. And then, because you're going to be over on Baal Techaleh, I understand. The entire discussion is, why does the Torah say Baal Techaleh? What do you mean, because of Baal Techaleh? It's all Mishum Baal Techaleh. So it's Rava, no. It's because maybe you actually will not give payah. Because this way, a Rami will say, okay, people are passing by, he's finishing up his Ketzirah, they say, hey, buddy, you're supposed to leave payah. Me? First thing I did was leave payah from the beginning. Therefore, says the Torah, no. You're not going to get away with that. Everybody will know if you didn't take off payah because the payah should be left from lo techaleh at the end of your ketzirah. If you've got a lamp that has two separate piot in it, where you could stick, even if it's the same wick, you could put the wick through one end of it, go around the bottom, come out at the other end, and now you've got two separate flames coming out from either end, and I'm sure a Barnea will be happy to show us pictures of multiple piot lamps, and the din is that that would be good for two separate people. Omar Rava, Mile Ka'ara Shemen V'kifa P'tilot. Even if you fill up a whole bowl of oil and you put wicks going through it, all around it, if you put something over it so that each one is kept away from the others in such a way that the whole thing doesn't turn into one big flame, so then as many piot as there are, as many wicks as there are, that's how many people would be Yotzi their Hanukkah. But if you didn't put it on, then it's not even Yotzi for one person, because then it's a midura. And then afilu le'achad nami eina ayla. Omar Rav, I could tell you things that I do understand, but I have problems of understanding other things. Because, look, when it would come to the question of a guy has only enough money for his Shabbos candle or his Hanukkah. So his Hanukkah thing he's going to put outside. Which one should he do? It's clear to me that definitely the Shabbos candle is more important because it's a getter of shalom bayis. How about if it's a question of his Shabbos candles or making kiddush? He can't afford both wine and a candle. Also, definitely it's more chashuv that he should have ner beto because it's an inyan of shalom bayis. But I'm not sure about, says Rava, ner Chanukah on the one hand versus kiddush. Because over there, you could say like this, Kiddush Hayom is Choshev because it's Tadir. It comes along all the time. And the general rule is Tadir Vesheino, Tadir, Tadir Kaina. Therefore, I should be more Makbid on the mitzvah that comes every single week. On the other end, I should say, I should be more Makbid on Ner Chanukah because Ner Chanukah has this special issue of Pirsume Nisa, and that is a very big Chiyav. But the Deboya, the Pashta, after thinking about it for a while, Rava understood for sure Ner Chanukah is Odif, Bishop Pirsume Nisa. Omer of Huna, Harogil b'ner having lay bonim tamidei chachamim. People who are makbid on ner, on the mitzvahs of ner, whether it's talking about the ner of Shabbos, talking about the ner of Chanukah, where there's a mitzvah, he gets tamidei chachamim for children, because it says, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, which is mashma, that if you are makbid on the ner of a mitzvah, then you will be zeicha to Or Tera. Hazoyer b'mezuza zocher l'dira na'a. Hazoyer b'tzitzit zocher l'talit na'a. Hazoyer b'kiddush hayom zocher u'memalei garbei yayin. So each mitzvah has the keach within it of giving you a deeper connection to the things that the mitzvah is made on. And because of that, it brings brocha to you the same way that the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash are the mokar of the brocha that is given to the world. So Omar, Ravuna rather, Avi Ravid Avi Cholov Etoni Apischa de Ravavin Nagra. Ravavin was a carpenter, and Ravuna used to pass by his home very often, and he noticed that he was very makbid, this carpenter was very makbid on a lot of candles, Shrage, Tufa, and he used to light a lot of candles for Shabbos. So he said, this guy is definitely going to be Zeuche. Now, there's another gear that he would always put up two candles, because really the mitzvah of Neiras Shabbos is only one candle. But because of the Zohar V'Shomer and the Chashivas and so on, the covenant of Shabbos, he would light two, which of course becomes that which everybody does. There's an need to be Marbib and Neiras as well. So he said, I'm sure, it's actually a gear that says Shnei Neiras. So he said, I'm sure that from this home, there's going to be two great men, Trey Gavri Ravavi, are going to end up being born in this home. And sure enough, Rav Ide Bar Ovin is the son of Ovin the carpenter. And Rav Chia Bar Ovin is the son of Ovin the carpenter. And he was Zocha to these sons because of that light that he brought to the world with Ner Mitzvah, Vetera, Or. Rav Chista used to go walking by the Pischot Veinash, the Rav Shizbi, the place where Rav Shizbi, either it means the parental home, but his father already been nifter, means father-in-law. Anyway, he saw that over there also, they used to use a lot of candles. Omar Gavar Rabba Nafik Miocha. By the way, according to the Girsa that says many candles and not two candles, then you learn that the issue would be why two people? Because he was makbid on candles for two mitzvahs. One of them was Ner Shabbos, one of them was Ner Hanukkah. Although it's a little bit problematic because Rashi has the other Girsa and yet he still says Avi Roga Bashraga to if it was talking about Ner Shabbos. Okay, but just bringing that up. So anyway, he said for sure there's going to be a great man coming. And sure enough, Rav Shizbi came from that home. Rav Yosef's wife was makbid to always light the candles close to Shabbos because she wanted that it should be nicker, that it was Mishum Kovet Shabbos, which of course was the din that we just had the Gabi Chanukah as well. It has to be nicker that it's specifically for Chanukah. So she wanted it to be clear that I'm doing this for the Kovet of Shabbos. So Amar Lo Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't agree with you because when it came to the Amuda Esh and the Amuda Anan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't wait till the end of the day for the Amuda Esh to show up. It says, Lo Yamish Amuda Anan Yomam V'Amuda Laila, that teaches us that the Amud HaEsh would come up while the Amud Anan was still there and vice versa. So they used to take each other's place. Amud Anan would be Mashlim L'Amud HaEsh. Amud HaEsh was Mashlim L'Amud Anan. So you see that there's no Inyan that has to be immediately before Adarabba. You're supposed to show the Hachana, and that's the whole point is Hachana. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did that, right? So then she thought, okay, so then, you know what, I'm going to do it very early in the day. The more Hachana, the better. Appeared to her a certain very well-known old gentleman, which of course some say is Eliyahu HaNavi, and he said to her, Tanina, it says in the Braita, Bavatcha lo yagdim v'lo yacher, you cannot do this before the Plag HaMincha. Omar Rava, you should know that someone who is Rochim Rabbonin, if he loves Talmidei Chachamim, he will have children who are Talmidei Chachamim, because love is for children. In other words, he has that sense of connection that he would have to his own child, and therefore he should be Zoicha to children that he can love in that way. And if he's Mokir Rabbonin, Avilei Chatan Vata de Rabbonin, if he only has the sense of respect, so then there's not the same love as he would have for a child, so then he can have a son-in-law who he may enjoy very much, but it's not, he may be mechabit him, but it's not the same thing. The dochel mirabonan, who gufei avitzur ben rabonan, if he has true yira and he's mevatel himself to the Talmud Chacham, then that means that he himself can be a Talmud Chacham because he gave away whatever else is to that yira. Ilav barachi, if he's not someone who's oisik b'teiras, he's not going to become a tzurbim mirabonan. So then mishtamon milei k'tzurbim mirabonan, the things that he said will have the chashivas to people as a tzurbim mirabonan. It's very interesting. You see this kind of thing often. This is the things that he says. It means the little verter that he says, you know? So you find these people, they're not talmidei chachamim, right? But everybody loves listening to, oh, he said a vart, and they're quoted, this vart is quoted. That's begetter this thing. And there are always people that are indeed Docho Mirabanan. You used to meet a lot of these people in the old Europeans. Now, unfortunately, there aren't very many Docho Mirabanans. Okay, the next question is, what exactly do we mean by Shemen Sreifa? It says, what is Shemen Sreifa? What is Shemen Sreifa? Says Rabbah, this means Shemen of Truma. That was Nitma'a. And it's called Shemen Sreifa while. Why? Because that's the only thing you can do with it. You are supposed to burn your Truma Tameya. Except that you're allowed to be Nena from it. So because of that, you would think that it would be perfectly okay to light it for your Shabbos candle. This beautiful Shemen Zayit. Why not? And for some reason, it says, lo b'shemen sreifa. So then, b'shab is my time alone. So then why not? Ah, you see, because since he has a mitzvah to burn it, so now we're afraid that the mitzvah may cause him to be over on Shema Yate. And remember, that was always a fundamental issue that we had about the nature of these shemonim, that there may be a problem of hataya, which was one of the questions. If they don't burn properly over here, there's a problem of hataya gufa, because he has such a mitzvah to do it, so he may end up being mata. Zera Shemiyat says, Abaya, if that's true, then why is it that you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on Yontav? Because on Yontav, you're allowed to be mata. You're allowed to make a fire on Yontav. And why does it say, Alamatnan? So why does it say, Beferish in the Mishnah, which we're going to have soon, that Ein Matikim B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yom Tov either? Why not? Says Rabbi, well, it's a gzera yantav at the Shabbos. Okay. Rav Chisda says, no. We're not worried about Shemayat. We already said Shemayat over here, people are, they know that they're not supposed to be using it and so on. We're talking about over here a special case. Our mission is talking about where yantav came out on Friday. That's the pshat. So it's b'yantav shechal liot erev Shabbat. And the halacha is, lefisha ein sorfim kachim biyontav. Since you're not allowed to burn, which we see from Psukim, we're going to talk about later on when we get to the Mishnah. So we're going to explain that the Pasuk asers burning kachim on yontav. Truma has a din of kachim. So since you're not allowed to burn kachim on yontav, you can't use it in your Shabbos lamp. What do you mean? But later that Mishnah, it says, midiktani seif, at the end of the Mishnah, it says, Ein madlikim b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov, right? So it says separately, which is the end of this sugya, that ein madlikim b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov, mashma, that the resha was not talking about yom tov. This is, here we're talking about, our mishnah is not talking about yom tov. It starts over there talking about yom tov. So how can you say the reason for not burning in our mishnah is because it's yom tov? Yom tov is introduced in the next mishnah. Omer of Chanina Misura, actually, both Mishnahs are talking about Yontav. And the second Mishnah is an explanation of our Mishnah. Ma tam ka omer. In other words, you're saying, Ein madlik b'shemen sreifa b'yontav. Why? Ma tam ein madlik b'shemen sreifa b'yontav. Lefi she'ein sreifim kachim b'yontav. That's the meaning of the second Mishnah. It was a completely different approach.